0.75%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop. Available on demand in the PBS Kids video app. One of the great musical treats by Leonard Bernstein and his Candide Overture. Andre Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra taking us in to our noon hour of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you to share more wonderful music as we enter the afternoon time. This hour will bring us Variations for Clarinet and Piano, 7 of them composed by Carl Maria von Weber, variations from themes from one of his own operas called Sylviana. The BBC Symphony as well, with one of those so-called double concertos, a concerto for violin and cello by Frederick Delius, is all just ahead here on a Monday afternoon. Eric Kunzel conducts the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra in our next recording. They're joined by violinist Robert McDuffie, and we have some music now for you from a Hungarian composer born in the late 19th century, Franz Lehár. A brief student of Antonín Dvořák over at the Prague Conservatory and known primarily nowadays for music from his opera The Merry Widow. What we'll hear, though, is for violin and orchestra, a little concertino that he wrote. The Cincinnati Pops and violinist Robert McDuffie, take it away, next on KPR. A recording of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, along with violinist Robert McDuffie in a concertino for violin and orchestra, composed by Hungarian composer Franz Lehár, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1225 now. Another concerto for violin as well as cello, the double concerto by Frederick Delius. That's coming up in about 10 minutes from now with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Stay with us here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence, new arrivals added weekly. Open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. Currently on the KU campus, we have sunny skies and about 68 degrees today. It should be around 77. Slight bit breezy. Tonight mostly clear, a low of 52. Tomorrow, it'll be even warmer, a high of about 81, although there is a good chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon, about a 50% chance of rain then, and showers and possibly thunderstorms likely for Tuesday night, 90% chance of precipitation then. A performance now for clarinet and piano with music by Carl Maria von Weber and a collection of variations, about 7 of them, variations from themes from his opera Sylviana, played by clarinetist Coleman Burks, with pianist Yeno Yondo, next on KPR. Clarinetist Coleman Burks, along with pianist Yeno Yondo, together with 7 variations for clarinet and piano from the opera Sylviana, music by Carl Maria von Weber, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:37, and awaiting us at the top of the hour is our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us here on a Monday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. We're ready for the BBC Symphony Orchestra and a concerto, one written by composer Frederick Delius in 1915. The year previous, Delius happened to catch a performance of the double concerto for violin and cello by Brahms. It was given in 1914 by a pair of sisters, English ladies by the name of May and Beatrice Harrison, who played violin and cello respectively. The performance impressed him sufficiently enough to create a little double concerto of his own for the same soloists. We'll hear the Delius Concerto, the double concerto for violin and cello, with the BBC Symphony, violinist Tasman Little, and cellist Paul Watkins on KPR. A concerto, a double concerto, in fact, one composed in 1915 for violin, cello, and orchestra by Frederick Delius. That performance was the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conductor Andrew Davis, violinist Tasman Little, and cellist Paul Watkins, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour, we've got the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra kicking things off with an overture by Felix Mendelssohn. We'll go on to hear Prokofiev and his third piano concerto all right ahead here on KPR Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.